Rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hello, Steve Newell.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
You know what? Not so bad. Not so bad.
Still perfect weather for enjoying air conditioning. Getting into the cinema.
Yeah, I'm currently sitting outside in the backyard, so
okay.
I've got all the air conditioning I could hope for. Mm-hmm. I mean, not really, but hey, I kind of do miss the air conditioning at my office, but you know, given the current circumstances and that, it's probably better to be where I am.
Yeah, totally. Work from home.
Which does make this, and bear with me while I try and pull a torturous segue. Which does make this an interesting time to be watching a new Apple TV show called Severance, which is all about having a job that requires you to have no memory of doing your job on the outside world. I don't know what your sort of day-to-day is like, John, but sometimes I kind of have days I'd rather forget when I get back home. Conversely, you know, maybe there's been times in my personal life where I've sort of had things I've wished I could have put on the back burner while I was at work.
Yes.
In the show Severance, which is on Apple TV and is kind of mining a very Black Mirror-esque kind of territory, there is a mysterious company with a mysterious office in its basement, and the people that work there have a device in their heads that mean that when they're inside the workplace, they've got no awareness of their personality on the outside. And when they're at home, they've got no awareness of what's happened inside the office.
Yes.
So could be something that's really good for industrial secrets. Could be really good for espionage. Could be really good for just a giant messed up scientific experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And after a couple of episodes of the show, I'm kind of none the wiser as to what the kind of larger framework of this thing is. But it's been a great concept to explore so far. I mean, does any of that sound appealing to you? Do you kind of feel like you could do a chip like that?
For me, I'm just sort of thinking about Men in Black. You know, that's probably the comparison that I'm kind of pulling, you know, out of my head without having seen it.
Yes. Now, this is, I think, that's not completely off base conceptually.
Mm.
With most of the show, most of the early episodes of the show being directed by Ben Stiller, you could be forgiven for thinking that this is a largely comedic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Its comedy style is probably satire, black comedy, rather than full lol fest.
Yes.
I think if you go back to Ben Stiller's a previous show that he directed, Escape at Dannemora, he's quite keen to show off that he's not just a funny guy.
Yeah.
Here, the laughs kind of come from the interplay between the characters. There's a great cast. Adam Scott, who's probably best known from Parks and Rec, shares a workplace with folks like John Turturro. The acting talent is on display is really good. And watching people, particularly in their workplace setting, who kind of have fully formed personalities but no access to the memories that have created them, it's quite an interesting duality for these actors to explore over the course of the show.
Is it up there? Is it on par quality wise so far with Escape at Dannemora? Because I just thought that was excellent. I watched that and I thought, shit, this is good. I mean, obviously it's based on a true story, but man,
it's
I was superb. Like, shit, awesome.
Fans of that show will like seeing Patricia Arquette back for this as well.
Mm-hmm.
She plays the kind of sinister manager of whatever's going on. There's only two episodes out at the moment, so we're very much kind of in the super early phase of the show.
Yeah.
We've been introduced to it by a new employee who is wakes up on the boardroom table to some fairly stern kind of questioning through an intercom. We're sort of exploring this strange concept through her eyes. I won't really dig too much more into the plot, but yeah, it's a really interesting thriller with sort of tinges of sci-fi,
mm-hmm.
black comedy, and psychological drama, and yeah, I mean, not to belabor the point, but some days it sounds like a pretty tempting chip to put in my head, gotta say. completely different, and a sentence you probably wouldn't expect to hear from me very often is I caught up on a romantic comedy that's been released in cinemas recently, starring Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson, and boy, did I have a good time watching it.
Now,
I'll say that again. I watched a Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson romantic comedy, and I had a good time watching it.
I quite like Owen Wilson. I'm kind of fond of him. I reckon, you know, occasionally he can really knock one out of the park.
I'm not averse. I think that over the years, his tendency to be a bit of a sleepwalker on screen has been fairly notable. I think he's probably coasting through movies just as frequently as he is saying "wow" in movies. Here he kind of is in a sleepwalking role, but it kind of works. Like, the concept of this film is that Jennifer Lopez, she's very much playing against type, playing a hugely successful pop star who has had several failed marriages.
Yes.
And she is about to unveil the kind of next step of her big project with her fiancé, who's also a massive pop star. They're about to get married in a huge live event, and then it wouldn't be a rom-com if there wasn't some kind of shit hitting the fan. And all of a sudden, there's a jilted bride, Owen Wilson standing in the audience holding someone else's sign that says, "Marry Me," which is the big song that they're going to play. And all of a sudden, he's getting married to an international pop star. And then they've got to kind of sort of backfill the romantic part into the comedy. If you're looking for some fluff, if you're looking for something to pop on your watch list for when it arrives for home viewing, or if you feel like going out to the movie cinemas, questionable perhaps at the moment. I think this is a goodie, and it's a cut above, for me it's been a cut above recent rom-coms, and one that I could feel like I was letting someone else exercise their rights to choose a film, but I actually still enjoyed it.
Sometimes
you've got to make those strategic assessments with your flatmates.
Just quickly, Steve, on the Owen Wilson tip, it got me thinking about Wes Anderson and his film The French Dispatch, which came out last year, which I haven't caught yet. Have you had a chance to see that?
Yeah, I've seen French Dispatch, and it's, as you'd expect, like a beautifully shot film. I think possibly it's both a strength and a weakness of the film that it's a kind of portmanteau style. So it's telling three sort of separate stories with all sort of interlinked by being features within a fictitious magazine. And so in some ways it's kind of good, because it means that he doesn't have to sustain, you know, a full narrative over a running time, so you can explore some things that are possibly a little bit lighter than normal. But boy, the cast is just phenomenal. They look amazing, and I mean, it's kids cover your ears, but it's quite a horny movie, I've got to say. There's a lot of horniness in this one. Wes Anderson, I see you. That did release in cinemas last year, but you can catch it on Disney Plus and a bunch of rental services as well.
Okay, right. I might have to dig into that one this week. Hey, okay, so Severance, where can people watch Severance? I just had a text about
That's on Apple TV Plus. They are sort of slowly but steadily building up quite a booty library of good content. And I kind of get the feeling with this, while I am just a couple of episodes into it, I kind of get the feeling they're setting up something that's, you know, probably has some seasons to come after the one that's currently on. Yeah, it's a really interesting world building going on. And if we can't be at work, some of us, we can watch this thing and kind of be glad that we're not.
Rad. All right, Steve, hey, thank you very much for a fantastic edition of Flixin' That.
Bloody pleasure. See you next week.
Sweet. Cool.
Cool.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flixin' That on 95BFM.